me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other. Muttal and Riva lived in a small village in Poland. They owned a store, and that was how they made enough money to buy food and clothing and repair their house as needed and take care of their children. But business wasn't doing well, and it continued to not do well until they needed to close down their store. They were looking for a new opportunity, a new business opportunity that would be able to support their family. Their house had a hole in the roof that needed to be repaired. The children needed new shoes, and they had almost enough money to cover that and some money set away in savings for tough times like this. Muttal and Riva came up with an idea that Muttal should go on a ship to a faraway city, to a faraway place where there would be more opportunities for him. This was before cell phones. This was before email. This was even before fax machines. They knew that it would be a difficult few months of separation for the family, and that they would possibly be able to be in touch once in a while via telegram. But they felt that this was a good and responsible idea for their family. So they took the savings that they had, and Riva said that she would take 3/4 of it and use it to buy the basics, and she would live very simply till her husband got back. And Muttal would take 1/4 of it, bring it along with him to travel, and to hopefully be able to invest or start and explore a new business opportunity. Muttal and Riva and the children all understood the plan. Everybody said goodbye to Muttal, and off he went to the ship toward an undisclosed location. He didn't even know which stop he was going to get off at. He just knew that he was ready for a fresh opportunity. At the first stop, after about 3 weeks of traveling, Muttal got off the ship and right away noticed that there was lots and lots of sparkle. It was a beautiful, beautiful sparkling look and feel in the air. And he looked down and he said, "Oh, I see where that sparkle is coming from. I've never quite seen anything like this in my entire life. There are diamonds everywhere. On the sidewalk, on the grass, everywhere he looked, he saw diamonds." Wow. He stopped the first person that he saw on the street and said, "Hello, I'm new here. Is this Diamond Land? Where am I? I've never seen this many diamonds in my entire life." And the man looked at him and shrugged and said, "Diamonds? They're everywhere. They're nothing. They just get stuck on the bottom of your shoes. Don't walk barefoot around here. They're just diamonds, like rocks." And Muttal was so surprised. They were ownerless. They were on the street, on the sidewalk. They were just wherever you looked, and they seemed to have no value to everybody there. And Mutzel thought, that's really strange. How do they not realize how valuable diamonds are? And he bent down and he took a small sack that he had in his bag and he filled the sack with diamonds. And then he said, I don't have much time to waste. I need to find a job. I need to find a place to rent, to live. Until I do that, though, I'm going to go check into a hotel to have a place to sleep for tonight. And when he walked into the hotel, he went to the front desk to reception, and he said, hi, I'd like to inquire about sleeping over at this hotel tonight. How much does it cost? And the gentleman behind the desk said, oh, one evening in our hotel, that will be 200 onions.
Onions? Did
he just say onions? He asked the man, did you just say onions? He said, yes, you know, onions. And he picked one up to show Mutzel. 200 of these to sleep over here tonight. Mutzel thought he was going crazy. He was thinking, what is this guy talking about? Paying to sleep over in a hotel with onions? He said, do you accept diamonds? And the man looked at him and said, what? Why would I take that? They don't have any value. No, they're everywhere. Mutzel was like, okay, sorry, I don't think I could sleep over in your hotel tonight because I don't have any onions. I guess I'm going to try to find a different arrangement for the night, but thank you, and it's a pleasure meeting you. And the man said, it was a pleasure to meet you as well. And if you'd like, we have a theme song in our village. All the children love to sing it all the time. Can I play it for you? Sure, said Mutzel.
So delicious, so nutritious, fit for a king and royal dishes, so enticing, tantalizing. Onions, onions, the barber cuts your hair. Hey, onions, onions, pay the subway fare. With onions, onions, jewels all around, diamonds on the ground, all we care about is onions.
Mutzel kind of liked the song. It had a sweet ring to it. And as he left the hotel, he was thinking, I'd better get a job fast. I don't have a single onion to my name. And I need food and I need a place to sleep. And before he knew it, he saw some construction workers. And he walked over and he said, hi, might you need a hand? I kind of need to earn onions and I need to earn them fast. And they said, oh, yeah, we actually have three people out today that are usually on our shift. You're welcome to join us. And by the end of the day, you will be able to earn 200 onions. And he said, great, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and get right to work. Show me just what to do. Mutzel worked. He earned his onions and he was feeling a little crazy carrying them in a bag. He's like, I can't believe it. I worked for onions today. This is so weird. Onions. And he said, before he left work, he said, can I just ask you a question? What is it about onions?
Onions, onions, the barber cuts your hair. Hey, onions, onions, pay the subway fare. With onions, onions, jewels all around, diamonds on the ground, all we care about is onions.
The song was kind of growing on Mutzel. That's right. All they cared about there was onions. That was the currency. Even though there were precious diamonds all around, everything was paid for with onions. Wow. Mutzel slept over at the hotel that night, paid his onions, and the next day went back to work. He earned more onions and found a place to rent and continued working and working and working and accumulating more and more and more onions. He sent a telegram to his wife, Riva. Dear Riva, I miss you and the children very much. I hope you are well. I am making great earnings here. And when I come back,
We'll be able to put a brand new roof on our house. We'll be able to get plenty of shoes for our children and plenty of food. Miss you so much, but don't worry. Things are going great.
Muttel continued working in construction and earned more and more and more onions. Eventually, Muttel moved up and was able to help with the architecture and with engineering. And then he was even earning more and more and more onions. It was good that his apartment that he rented had two rooms, because one room was where he slept and the other room was where he kept all of the onions. After 3 months of work, Muttel sent a telegram home saying, "I'm going to try to get the next ship out of here and I'll be back in 3 weeks, Be'ezrat Hashem." And he was excited to see his family. And now he had a big challenge that he had to figure out. How am I going to transport all of these onions back to my village? I can't fit them in a suitcase. I have a whole entire room in my apartment that is filled with onions from floor to ceiling.
So delicious, so nutritious, fit for a king and royal dishes.
Wow, Muttel now was also thinking that all the onions were just so valuable. He said, "Well, I have plenty of onions to pay to have these onions boxed, put in boxes, and transported to the ship, and then I'll be able to bring all the onions back to my family." So he hired a moving company, and he paid them plenty of onions. He had to pay them 2,000 onions to box up all the rest of the onions and bring them to the port so that he could bring them on the ship and bring them home to his family. And that's exactly what he did. And almost the entire ship was filled with Muttel's onions. They didn't even have enough room for all the passengers. He said, "No problem, I have plenty of onions. I'll pay for those passenger seats and those spots will be taken up by all of my onions." And they said, "Okay, you really are quite wealthy. Look at all of these onions that you have. Wow!" Muttel traveled for 3 weeks and he was so excited to see his wife and to teach his kids the new song that he had learned. When he landed at the port and got off of the ship, he saw Riva and he saw his kids and he gave everybody big, giant hugs. And he said, "I'm ecstatic to see you. And just wait till you see what I have coming off of the ship right now. Just you wait and see." And they said, "Okay, what is it?" And boxes and boxes and boxes of
onions, onions,
onions came off of the ship. Riva looked once, Riva looked twice, and Riva could not believe it. Onions? Her eyes went boing. That's how shocked she was. "My husband was away for all this time, and all he's bringing back is onions?" She was very polite and put together and said, "I'm so happy to see you, Muttel. Can you explain to me what the value is of the onions? Maybe I'm missing something." And Muttel said, "Riva, these onions can buy us a brand new house. We won't have to worry about anything for such a long time. I'll be able to invest and start a new business. It's amazing." She said, Muttel, what's going on? Talk to me. What happened to you? What's going on?" He said, "What do you mean? Onions are amazing. They're so valuable. They can buy us so many different items. They could buy furniture. They could buy food. They could pay a barber." Muttel, it's an onion.
It's an onion. We could use it to make soup. We could put some of the onions in the chalent, but we don't need a boatload of onions. Matel.
And Matel said, oh,
I can't believe it. I went there and I lived there and I completely forgot about what's valuable here. Oh my goodness, Reva, I collected all of these onions. Wait, Reva, wait, dear children, wait. He opened up his bag and he remembered that he had filled a sack with diamonds the first day that he had arrived in that new town where there were diamonds all around. Reva breathed a sigh of relief, and Reva and her children and Matel started to dance. The diamonds would help them. The diamonds would be enough for them to have a fresh start. In this week's Parsha in Vayishlach, when Yaakov is coming back from Lavan's house, he tells the messengers to tell his brother Esav that he was delayed. He hadn't been there for a while, coming back to Eretz Canaan. And he says, Im Lavan garti, I lived with Lavan. Rashi quotes a midrash that says that the word garti has the same numerical value as 613, as the number of mitzvot in the Torah. Im Lavan garti. I lived with Lavan garti. Gimel Resh Taf Yud is Tar Yag. And he said, even though I lived with Lavan for these years, I didn't learn from his ways. I continued keeping the mitzvot. He kept strong to the Torah ideals. He didn't forget. When Matel moved to this town, Matel forgot that diamonds are worth something and that onions, well, they're not really worth too much. But the entire time that Yaakov was in Lavan's house, he didn't forget the Torah way of life, the moral way of life. And this idea that we learn from this week's Parsha is no matter where we are, no matter who we're next to, we have to remember the Torah ways, the ways that our parents teach us, and to stay strong like Yaakov Avinu did in knowing what is right. And I hope that that lesson that we learned from this week's Parsha, we can bring into our lives every day, and that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom.